We did it. We hit 50 Patreon subscribers. So I've got 10 questions for you on the number 50. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my pop culture trivia extravaganza. This show comes out every single day wherever podcasts are found. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes to help us get more eyes and ears on the show. Speaking of more eyes and ears on the show, guys, we did it. We hit 50 Patreon subscribers. So I have a Patreon page over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And one of my goals, when I set up the page, they have this section of goals. And it's like, what do you want to try and accomplish with this page? And one of the things I put was to have 50 paid Patreon subscribers. And I put the goal of once I hit that, I will make sure I buy every single one of those Patreon subscribers a item from a pop culture universe of their choice. So if you are into Star Trek, if you're into The Office, if you're into Godzilla, you're going to let me know if you're one of those subscribers, and I'm going to send you something very cool. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to spend a bunch of money and get you guys some very cool gifts for helping me hit that goal. And we hit that goal just yesterday, which was very exciting. All the money donated this month is going to the communities of El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, from the horrific tragedies they had with some mass shootings. All the links about what we're doing are in the show notes and also on the Patreon page if you want to check out the causes. And it's just, it's an amazing thing because we're going to be able to throw $300 at donating to those communities this month, which is very, very exciting. And I think that this community will be up to 100 Patreon subscribers by the end of the year. It took us, you know, 3 years of doing the show weekly and then twice a week and then every single day, a full year of doing that to get to this point. But I really think we can double that by the end of the year. So if you know anybody that likes this show and has a few extra bucks to spare and wants to get some cool rewards and cool shout outs and things like that in the mail, on the show, in the digital format, send them my way or send them over to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And my sincerest thanks to everybody who's been on board this podcast train from the beginning. Whether you are a Patreon subscriber now or not, or you were once, or you're thinking about doing it, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the show and liking it. I want to do a quick roll call of all 50 patrons right now. So thank you to all these people. Manny Majerian, Greg Bristow, Brenda Martinez, Alexander DeSmet, Manny Cortez, Sarah McKevitz, Simon Time, Mo Martinez, Joan Bryce, Katie Christofferson, Denise Leonard, Jen Wojnar, Sarah Kay, Jess Whitener, Kyle Bonin, Casey O'Connor, Marissa Cuthbertson, Kyle Almer, Taryn Napolitano, Matthew Frost, Katie Smith, Brian Salyer, Megan Acuna, Anna Evans, my mistake, Anna, Sweet Abby Cakes, Jim Fields, Lauren Ward, Greg Hines, Dan Papallo, Luke McKay, Jordan Zeilinger, and Wreck My Podcast, Douglas French, Erica Cooper, Brianna Webb, Paul McLaughlin, Amy Jeppesen, Robert Casey, Melissa Chesser, Sean De La Cruz, Fiona Neville, and my friends Cody Welter, Kyle Hendrickson, Willie Powell, Rich Hijack, Mike Edwards, Joe Jermalowitz, Joey Mucha, Mona Bray, Casey Becker, and Russ Friedewald. You guys are all A-OK in my book, and I sincerely appreciate you. Thanks for being on board with this very, very, very cool thing that I get to do every single day. Because we hit 50, I thought it'd be fun to jump into 50 questions about, not 50 questions, the 10 questions about the number 50. So we're going to do those right about now. Here we go. All right, everybody, 50 is the theme. And we've got 10 questions on that number for you with this first one. Here's number one. What is rapper 50 Cent's real name? First and last name. Number one, what is rapper 50 Cent's real name? Actor and rapper and entrepreneur. Number one. Question number two, what 1989 NBA Rookie of the Year and 1995 MVP wore number 50 for the San Antonio Spurs? Here's that question again for all the sports fanatics listening. Number two, what 1989 NBA Rookie of the Year and 1995 MVP wore number 50 for the San Antonio Spurs? Question number three, which of these movies was not released in 1950? Two of them were, one of them was not. Here are your choices: Cinderella, Sunset Boulevard, or Singin' in the Rain. Which one was not released in 1950? Was it Cinderella, Sunset Boulevard, or Singin' in the Rain? Question number four, the hit series 50 Shades of Grey started off as fan fiction for what other book series? Number four, the hit series 50 Shades of Grey started off as fan fiction for what other book series? Question number five, 50 euros to US dollars would be roughly how much money? Number five, 50 euros to US dollars would be roughly how much money? I have the dollars and cents, so if that helps you at all. Number five. Question number six, 50 is the atomic number of what three-letter element? Number six, 50 is the atomic number of what three-letter element? Question number seven, what 1994 film focuses around the phrase 50 miles per hour? Number seven, what 1994 film focuses around the phrase 50 miles per hour? Three questions left for this fun quiz. Number eight, 50 goals in 50 games was a milestone achievement by someone named Maurice Richard. Was it in hockey or soccer? Hockey or soccer? 50-50 chance on that question. Was it hockey or soccer? 50 goals in 50 games by Maurice Richard. Question number nine, what is the gift theme for 50 years of marriage? Number nine, what is the gift theme for 50 years of marriage? And question number 10, what president is on the 50-cent half-dollar coin in the U.S.? Number 10, what president is on the 50-cent half-dollar coin? Those are all your questions to our theme of the number 50 for the 10 questions today. We're going to be back in just a second with 10 answers. All right, everybody, here are the answers to the 50-themed questions. Number one, what is rapper 50 Cent's real name? That is Curtis Jackson. He's been in a bunch of movies and things at this point, and I think he owns a big part of Vitamin Water, or he did at some point. Number one, Curtis Jackson. Number two, what 1989 NBA Rookie of the Year and 1995 MVP wore number 50 for the San Antonio Spurs? That would be Mr. David Robinson. I had a basketball card of him or two back in the 90s, David Robinson. Number three, which of these movies was not released in 1950? Was it Cinderella, Sunset Boulevard, or Singin' in the Rain? The answer was the third choice, Singin' in the Rain, which came out in 1952, a couple years later after Cinderella and Sunset Boulevard. Number four, the hit series 50 Shades of Grey started off as fan fiction of what other book series? It was Twilight. It was basically like Twilight fan fiction erotica, and then she switched all the names and made it its own thing and made several hundred million dollars, I'm sure, off that franchise. Number five, 50 euros to US dollars would be roughly how much money? If you do that on Google calculator or conversions, it's $55.47. So if you were close to that within a few bits, we'll say that you got it. 55.47 would be the conversion. Number six, 50 is the atomic number of what three-letter element? Tin, like Rin Tin Tin, but on the periodic table. Tin, number six. Number seven, what 1994 film focuses around the phrase 50 miles per hour? That would be the movie Speed with Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves. Number seven. Number eight, 50 goals in 50 games was a milestone achievement by someone named Maurice Richard. Was it in hockey or soccer? It was in hockey. In the 1944-1945 NHL season, it was hockey for Maurice the Rocket Richard. Number nine, what is the gift theme for 50 years of marriage? That would be gold. Sonic the Hedgehog would love it because he's always collecting gold rings. 50 years married, gold. And number 10, what president is on the 50-cent half-dollar coin? That would be John F. Kennedy, J.F. okay? Those are your answers to today's quiz. I hope you had fun playing along with those. And now it's time for the question of the day. Question of the day comes to you from Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go check out our local sponsors here in Southern California, fmdesignsinc.com. Go see what they can do for you in terms of printing custom stuff. The question of the day is, Delaware was the first of our 50 states, but what state was number two? What was our second state admitted to the Union? Okay, send me your answer at RyanBuds on Twitter or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Burger King for the fries that were redone in 1998. Still remember that campaign? I think they used Mr. Potato Head for the campaign, if I'm not mistaken. And your trivia team name of the day today is 50 Cent related. It is Get Rich or Try Dying. Get Rich or Try Dying. So I switched those last two words around and made it real crazy, I guess. That was my idea for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you so much for your patronage over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And again, we don't have to stop at 50. Let's get some more people who love this show on board. For just a buck, you can jump into our Discord app chat. For $15 a month, we have a DVD club where I send you a specific DVD with some quiz questions that I type out and tape to the cover. So you get a little movie homework if you like that kind of thing. For $50 a month, our highest tier, you can get all of my content in slide form or PDFs or however you want it. And every question that I ask at my live trivia nights for all 4 or 5 weeks of the month will go to you. You can use them for whatever you want. If you're a trivia host, that might be right up your alley. Thank you guys for checking out my website, triviawithbuds.com, for my upcoming shows and dates. And I'd love to see you at a live event in Southern California if you live around here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.